Dr. Randy, the yo-yo diet king. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Thursday, August 8th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Want to remind you about one of our sponsors right here in Sheboygan, Michigan, MAGA Water, 1406 Mackinac Avenue, right there in Sheboygan. You need to call them, schedule an appointment to make sure they're at the factory. Go purchase the refillable jugs that they have for sale, 4 gallons, very lightweight, easy to move. Buy 6, 8, 10 of the jugs, fill them up for $1 a gallon. Have MAGA water available at your home for cooking, drinking, making coffee. Get addicted to MAGA water like Vicky and I have. Great water. Tastes great, hydrates you like crazy. pH balanced perfectly. God's artesian spring well comes directly from the earth right into the factory. Not exposed to the air in any way, shape, or form. Goes directly into your jugs. Take them home. Store them in the house, the garage, wherever it's easy, accessible for you. And drink MAGA water only. That's what Vicky and I do. Absolutely addicted to it. Love it. Cannot drink city water with chlorine in it anymore. Not going to do it. Restaurants. We go visit friends. They give us their water. I can't drink it. It's amazing how much you can tell the difference between MAGA water and city water. Of those of you outside of our listening area, you can get it shipped to you. Anita gets it shipped to her down in Florida. But I got to tell you, it is great tasting. You will become addicted and you will love it. Eyesight improved. Just the total package is fantastic. You cannot recommend it enough. So give them a call, 231-818-9700. They also have a website, magawater.com. Go to the website, check it out. You can absolutely buy it online, have it shipped directly to you. Or if you're in the listening area, get your SUV, your truck, your small SUV, even your car, go there, buy the jugs, fill them up for $1 a gallon. You will love it just like we do. Again, 231-818-9700. One of the things I think that's pretty interesting, the process going forward on this presidential election that's coming. Will there be a presidential debate? If so, who will moderate it? What network will it be advertised on? These are things we all have to look at, consider. One of the other things I think is kind of interesting is how the media, and I agree with J.D. Vance, how completely biased they are. They're going to show up and ask tough questions of Vance, but they're not going to ask any questions of Kamala Harris or her vice presidential pick, Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, who, by the way, just resigned his post with the Governors Association. Kind of interesting development on that. Being no longer part of the Governors Association. Well, Lou up in St. Ignace, Mackinac County, says he's got some questions for Mike Rogers, talking about tough questions that J.D. Vance is answering. How about asking Rogers, when is he exactly going to move to Michigan? Is he going to sell his $1.5 million house in Florida? Are you ever going to fully explain Benghazi? Apologize for your wife's being in charge of security of the embassy where four Americans died. He's never going to answer those questions. Now, if I was Elisa Slotkin, those are definitely questions I would ask Rogers on a debate stage. Ryan in St. Ignace, the new listener that I just finally stored in my phone, he gave me his mailing address. He says, Trucker, send me 20 rear window stickers. I'll move them and get them on people's vehicles up here in St. Ignace. He's been listening for a couple of years. He said, a friend told me about you. So, okay, very good. I will do those right after the show and ship them out to you today. Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it. Nancy in Cedarville. Congratulations to Miss Vicky. At least she won her primary. Hopefully she will win in November. There is no winning in November. She doesn't have an opponent. The Democrats didn't put up a candidate for Antrim County clerk. She's basically the clerk. Now, the only supposedly the current clerk who's retiring, Cheryl Guy, has threatened that if Vicky did win, she was going to do a writing campaign against her in November. Yeah, well, good luck with that. Writing campaigns never win enough votes. So if she wants to be a loser and go out a loser, that's fine. She can do it. Vicky did reach out to her yesterday, put a call into her, got her voicemail, would like to come over and visit with her after they get done with canvassing the election today. Today will be the certification results of the Antrim County election. So we'll see. We'll see if Cheryl Guy is willing to sit down and talk with Vicky and see if she's, in fact, can be convinced not to do a writing campaign. If she does it, bring it. As I'm going around picking up her signs, I'm keeping them, preparing to put stickers on them to put back out probably late September, early October, before the early absentee voters' ballots go out. If that's what she wants to do, she's free to do it. One last thing, I do want to get to a couple housekeeping issues. Again, thank you, Ryan. I'll get those shipped out to you today. Let's leave those out there. I've got people out picking up signs for us, too. We have them all spread out all over Antrim County. If you guys happen to see one of Vicky's small yard signs, go ahead and pick it up for me. I greatly appreciate it. Whenever you're driving through Antrim County, we had them all over the place. So I can't possibly get to every back road that's out there. But yes, if you see one, please pick it up. I'd appreciate it. If we have to put them back out in late September, early October, I will let you guys know. Then you just put it back where you found it. Greatly appreciate that. Another little short story I want to get to right now. When we look at the situations, other elections, victories of note, MERS News Service. Victoria Bishop, wife of conservative radio show talk show host Trucker Randy Bishop, won the Republican primary to succeed retiring Antrim County Clerk Cheryl Guy. Over five candidates, she got 37.5% of the vote. Second place candidate David Tucker received 23.6%. Bishop will be the heavy favorite to win in November in this predominantly Republican area. Favorite to win. Again, there's no Democrat opponent. Richard Frisky, the brother of State Representative Neil Frisky, the sole proprietor of Frisky's Orchards business in Charlevoix County, ran with another Republican unopposed and got the two Republican nominations to be on the Banks Township Board of Trustees. Very interesting. Old nemesis. Even though he claims to be a Republican, former Senate Majority Leader Randy Richerville lost the Republican nomination to be the Frenchtown supervisor by 19 votes. 923 votes went for the incumbent supervisor, Al Van Washanova. Richerville got 904. Senate Majority Leader, former Senate Majority Leader, can't even become a supervisor of a township, Frenchtown, down there in the Monroe area. Oh, that is funny. That is absolutely funny. Former gubernatorial candidate Artisha Bomer lost her bid for the Republican nomination for Wayne County Sheriff. She lost 59% to 40% to T.P. Nykorvorik, who will face incumbent Raphael Washington to be the sheriff for Wayne County. Kind of interesting. Those are the only notable names I recognized. Let's see. No, one last more. We'll get in real quick. Plymouth Township Supervisor Kurt Heiss, former state representative, was defeated in the Republican primary by Charles Kermy by 604 votes. So Kurt is done being the Plymouth Township supervisor. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back. Randy Richerville couldn't even win supervisor. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Oh, once upon a midnight period, woke with something in my head. I couldn't escape the memory.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. J.D. Vance's comments, as well as Donald Trump's comments about Kamala Harris's heritage, ethnicity, when speaking to reporters during a campaign stop in Michigan, the Republican vice presidential nominee was asked to weigh in on Donald Trump's recent remarks about Harris's black identity. During a contentious appearance at the National Association of Black Journalists convention last month, the former president falsely accused Harris, who is both black and of South Asian heritage, of not identifying as a black until just a few years ago. South Asian. I thought she, wasn't it Jamaican? I'm not really sure. Don't really care. I agree with Trump. I don't believe she's a black African American that you would normally associate with being black. Well, Vance responded by saying that he has three biracial children. His wife's parents are from India. And on Wednesday, J.D. Vance defended Trump's attacks on Harris. I'm a father of biracial children, and I wasn't bothered at all by what President Trump said. I didn't take it as an attack on Kamala Harris' biracial background at all. What I took it as was an attack on Kamala Harris being a chameleon. Again, this is a label that J.D. Vance has put on her. I don't think Donald Trump has used it as of yet. He says, look, it's very simple. She pretends to be one thing when she's in front of one audience. She pretends to be something else when she's in front of another audience. Vance then argued that Trump's erroneous accusations surrounding Harris's identity were totally inoffensive and were instead a statement about Harris pretending to be something different depending on who she's speaking to. Then he immediately pivoted to the conversation about Harris's positions on policy issues, calling her total fake. When the reporter pressed Vance further, she is both Indian and black. How can she face her fake her race? Again, Vance says, simply depending on the audience. If she's talking in front of a black audience, she talks with even a black dialect. When she's in front of white groups, she talks totally different. Well, honestly, that's a Democrat thing. We all remember Hillary Clinton speaking in front of a black church down in Georgia. Black pastors behind her on the pulpit, all black people in the choir, all black people in the pews, and she's going to get into a slang dialect talking about something a black leader, I believe it was Martin Luther King or Jesse Jackson or somebody else, a pastor, used to say all the time back in the 1960s during the civil rights struggles. And Hillary Clinton tried to sound like she was black. That's what Democrats do. They always cater to their audience. I have a very simple question. Have you ever heard Donald Trump try to talk like a black person? Have you ever heard him do it? I haven't. He may mock people who are black in the way they speak or said something about him, but he never tries to speak like a black person. Kamala Harris is doing it all the time on the campaign trail, depending on which audience she's in front of. Some people on X, formerly known as Twitter, charged that Vance was being hypocritical, considering how strongly he criticized Donald Trump just years ago. He even described himself as a never Trump guy. Well, here's the bottom line. J.D. Vance admitted this. He said it at the national convention. When Donald Trump was the contender running to be president, he was not his pick. I don't know who he was supporting at the time, but he didn't like Trump. He didn't like the way he spoke. He didn't like the things he said on Twitter or Facebook. It doesn't matter. He went on to say that when he became president and the things he did when he was president won him over. He basically admitted he was wrong. I liked the way he was our president. The policies that he had in place, our energy independence, controlling inflation, controlling the border, he won me over. As a result, Donald Trump endorsed J.D. Vance for the U.S. Senate down in Ohio, and with that endorsement, he won. Evidently, they become friends. Donald Trump forgave him for his comments and made him his vice president pick. He doesn't hold grudges. Final hour of today's show. More stories from Lansing. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr.